Nashville-based HCA launched 50 years ago at a time when for-profit healthcare basically didn't exist. The company has faced highs and lows, and it's being more candid as it marks the anniversary, explaining how its business model has evolved. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports.
In the beginning, there wasn't a lot of strategy to buying hospitals, says retiring CEO Milton Johnson.
It was out almost like a mentality of dots on the map.
Yeah.
You couldn't be choosy, really, what kind of hospitals you purchased. There were a lot of rural hospitals.
They were owned by county governments or faith-based institutions, often struggling to pay for repairs or upgrades. But HCA was willing to invest, and it paid off. At one point, after merging with Columbia, a Louisville-based competitor, HCA had 360 hospitals. Then meteoric growth halted.
You fast forward to times that we would probably like to forget, not probably, would like to forget.
At an event with the Nashville Healthcare Council, Jack Bovender recalled the federal investigation in the 1990s that found widespread Medicare fraud within the company. HCA wound up paying $1.7 billion in what was the largest fraud settlement in history. The CEO who led Columbia HCA, Rick Scott, now Florida's governor, was ousted. And founder Tommy Frist Jr. returned to lead the company, with Bovender second in command.
We would have probably lost the company, or at least a great portion of it, if it had not been for that intervention.
As it regrouped, HCA became much choosier about what hospitals it owns. It sold off many rural sites, and now urban areas are its specialty. In growing cities, that often means owning more than one, maybe five or six, along with surgery centers, freestanding emergency rooms, and physician practices that all feed the hospitals with patients. Sam Hazen will be promoted to CEO at the end of the year.
And today, what is, I think, tremendously unique and powerful about HCA is this incredible portfolio of markets that we have.
In Nashville and Austin, the company has more than a third of all hospital beds. For the entire state of Florida, HCA controls nearly 25% of the market. For all that, HCA has half as many hospitals as it did 20 years ago. Many of the cast-offs are now owned by smaller for-profit hospital chains, hoping to be the next HCA. For WPLN News, I'm Blake Farmer.